We are grateful to be here this morning. Thank God for His Holy Spirit. Amen. Before we get started into all the prayer that we normally do, I would like to going over the list from last week. Good morning, Zoe. Going over the week from the list from last week, I want to pray over healing from hatred. Yeah. Because a lot of Christians get caught up. There are people that are, how do you say? They're holding hatred within themselves today, and they may not be aware that it's actually hatred. Because based on some of the things that we've gone through, some of the things that we have to deal with, some of the people we have to deal with. Good morning. Based on so many things and the atmosphere that we're living in, sometimes you're dealing with hate and anger issues, and you may not be aware of it. So we want to pray over that. Also want to pray over rebellion, because there is a serious problem with rebellion in the churches and in the homes of the believers. There's a problem with rebellion. And so we want to pray on that. I want to know, how is the six-year-old who had an ear infection, how's he doing? What's going on? So if you know, good morning. It's good to see you all. Amen. So I don't remember who had the prayer, whose child that was, but if you're listening, please let us know how our six-year-old soldier is doing now. Amen. So we want to, it's a pretty considerable list. Emerson, Beth, I don't recognize that beautiful face.
My name's Jasmine.
Well, hello, Jasmine. How are you? It's good to see you, Beth Emerson. Zoe, sensation? No, sensational. Yes. Amen. So, amen. So I want to pray. That's okay. Sunday school was good, huh? Amen. What happens is they have online Sunday school, the church, every Sunday morning, and it's supposed to last for an hour and then give them a chance to get themselves together and roll on into church and be here. But the Sunday school gets so hot online, and it's a video chat. What is it?
It's
GoToMeeting, right?
GoToMeeting, yeah.
It's a GoToMeeting. And they have it online, and you know, and they get all into the Sunday school, and they forget that they got another service because the Sunday school is so good online. Amen. So that's why sometimes they're strolling in kind of late because they're living in different parts of the city and they have to get here. So praise God for Sunday school. Amen. All right. Amen. So I'm going to wash my hands. We have communion this morning, every second Sunday morning. We have communion, and so I'm going to do this at the end of the service, the prayer service. So in the meantime, if you don't have communion wine or juice, get you a little thing of water, because Christ is the living water. And if you don't have the unleavened bread or the crackers that they normally serve, get you just a little piece of bread. Go in the refrigerator and take your piece of bread off that sandwich. And because God is the bread of life. Amen. And then you're all set. Amen. So we're going to do that later. I just wanted to give you a heads up now. Amen. All right. So I want to pray over. Pastor Nicole, is it possible for you to look? No, well, you got your hands full though with that. Zoe, I need you to look up some scriptures about rebellion. Give me one good godless scripture about rebellion. Minister Ryan, I need you to look up something regarding hatred.
Hatred.
Because we're going to be praying on hatred this morning, and we're going to be praying over rebellion. And believe it or not, they sound like cousins to me. They sound extremely close. They may not be exactly the same, but they are rocking the boat. They are right in there. So when you get yours, stand right here. Amen. She should know it by heart. Amen. And Dana, I want to hear about Dana. No, today's not the 16th.
The 14th.
Today's the 14th. Okay, so on the 16th, Donna has her left knee replacement. also, and pre-op. So we want to hear from her. But Asia, if you hear about our little six-year-old soldier who had an ear infection last week, if you hear, say it again, baby.
It was a bladder infection.
It was a bladder infection? I thought it was an ear infection.
It was an ear infection.
Okay, yeah, I want to hear about, want to hear what's happening with him. Amen. All right, so, baby, which one did I give you?
Rebellion.
Rebellion. Okay, come here. All right, what you got on rebellion?
1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 23.
Uh-huh.
For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry.
Oh,
because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he hath also rejected thee from the being king.
Read that first part one more time.
For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft.
Okay. Thank you, baby. So rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. I bet you they're not teaching you that in church. When the last time you heard that in just... Rebellion is what Lucifer, is what Satan did to get kicked out of the kingdom. He probably did a lot of stuff, but he rebelled against God. He went against God's principles. He knew what righteousness was, and he chose to go against that. Right? So am I correct in assuming that if you are fully aware, or you are aware of what God's righteousness is, and you choose to turn against the righteousness of God, as Satan did, would that be also as witchcraft? Anybody?
Yes.
Beth, what do you think? You think maybe, yeah? What about you, Emerson?
It is.
It is. Emerson's a smart dude. Y'all don't get it. Emerson be knowing stuff. Mm-hmm. He was blowing my mind on Thursday. I'm like, dude, I didn't know you had it like that. I didn't know. Amen. Rebellion to cause believers to use pride and mislead and to tear down others. Rebellion. You might think it's cute in your child right now, rebellion. But it's not cute to God. And rebellion doesn't get smaller. Rebellion grows. It's like a virus. It's a disease. It grows. And if you don't destroy it when you first see it, when you don't destroy it when it first pops its head up, you turn around and it's bigger than you. When you see these things in your... They used to teach in the homes respect. Respect your elders, respect your parents, respect those who have rule over you, just like the Bible says. Because if you don't respect your family, your parents, your grandparents, you're not going to respect the police. You're not going to respect your employer. You're not going to respect your pastors. You're not going to respect anybody. Because if you don't respect the people that brought you here, what kind of respect will you have for the people that you live your life around? Amen. And they don't teach that in homes anymore. They let the kids say whatever they want. They let the kids. The Bible says, spare the rod, spoil the child. I believe that. Ask my kids. We don't believe in sparing the rod, because if you don't, and you don't have a whole lot of time to do it, you have a very narrow window, because they grow up fast.
Yes.
They grow up real fast. I didn't know what that meant until I them two. They grow up real fast. And so you only have a small window of time to influence what they're doing, because you're competing against YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, well, not Facebook, not anymore. Okay. TikTok, all them other talks, you know, and the Snapchat.
And then you're dealing with the media.
And then you got the global media. And so you're, and if they're back in school,
Snapchat.
Not Snapchat.
Yeah,
my 17-year-old said not Snapchat either. Yeah, they do those real ignorant, stupid chat. So what I'm trying to tell you is this: especially if they're back on campus now, you have a handful of minutes to try to instill in them what it is that they need to know, and the enemy knows that. So if it's 24 hours in a day and they're in school 7 or 8 of those hours, and then their travel time for an hour or two, and then they're, you know, they're on their devices, you know, for 3 or 4 hours, you have maybe an hour and a half to try to put some Jesus into them if all goes well.
Right.
The enemy has all these things to occupy the families, the children, so you can't preach the gospel and implant that into them. Abigail, do you agree? There's so much going on. We don't have that much space. And then once they get a certain age, you can't whoop them. You got to beat them now. Once they get, because if you whoop them when they're too young, they'd be bailing you out. So, so what I'm saying is this: rebellion, disrespect, it needs to be taught from a young age. Amen. We want to try to leave that door closed, some to leave, let the air stay in. You need to try to teach that at a younger age. Sadly, some of those younger years for a lot of people are gone, and so now you're dealing with trying to teach adults or preteen or pre-adults how to be respectful and how to deal with rebellion. So it's a lot going on. So we want to pray for rebellion. And minister, you have hatred, yes?
Yes, sir.
Okay, come on up. You have a lot, Nikki?
No.
Okay.
I have a couple of reports.
Okay, what you got on hatred?
Found it in the Bible.
Ah! Wow!
Yeah.
What a kooky thing.
Let me read it.
Okay.
Proverbs 26, verse 24 through 26. He who hates disguises it with his lips and lays up deceit within himself. When he speaks kindly, do not believe him. For there are 7 abominations in his heart. Though his hatred is covered by deceit, his wickedness will be revealed before the assembly.
Wow. Amen.
Amen.
Look, definition of hate. You can come back when you
I'll be back.
You'll be back. That was Proverbs
24 through 26.
Amen. Y'all don't understand, hatred is a real thing. And there are a lot of people that, because of the things that have been going on this last year and a half, and there are a lot of people that are having problems dealing with hatred. They don't want to hate, but they're having problems dealing with hatred. They're having problems dealing with rebellion. They have a lot of issues that have manifested themselves in the home. Because if you can't get out and release some of the pressures that you're dealing with, and you're locked up at home with a bunch of people I hope you love, there's bound to be some problems. Amen. You don't know how much you love them until you locked up with them for a year and a half. Okay, then you're going to know whether or not you really love them. Because when you knew they were gone for 12 hours a day, it's easy to love them because they're going to be asleep 7 of those. You know, they're gone 12. You know, they're on the phone for 2. You really only have 1 hour to deal with them. So it's really easy to do that, right? But when you're locked up for a year and a half with no hope, you're going to find out whether you love them or not. I'm just saying. You ain't got to believe me if you want to. I'm just saying. You're going to know you love them, or you're going to know you need Jesus. Amen. All right.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sensational. Amen.
The definition.
The definition of hatred. You want me to read it?
Well,
oh, okay.
Definition of hatred. Extreme dislike or disgust. Ill will or resentment. That is usually mutual, prejudiced hostility, or animosity.
That sounds an awful lot like that one we just said. I mean, they got a lot of similarities in there.
They live together.
They live together.
Oh, that's a good one. Amen. They
live together. They're downstairs. Oh. Good morning, Pastor. How you doing? She said they live downstairs from each other. Amen. So, bunk beds, Lord help us. They're getting closer and closer.
You really, you know, someone who's operating out of rebellion is very close to moving right into that direction of hate.
Yeah.
So there's really no way to separate them.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. That's true. Amen. So I want to pray. I want 3 people to stand in for those that are dealing with hatred. I need 3 people to stand in for those that are dealing with rebellion.
Okay.
Quickly. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. 3 people that are standing in for hatred right here. 3 people that are standing in for rebellion right here.
Perfect.
Amen. Amen. And wash him up, Pastor. Wash him up. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. For God is worthy. Listen, the reason that we're taking the time to do this is because if you haven't been taught this in your local church, or even if you go to church, or if this has not been taught or reinforced within you, you need to understand that rebellion is just, if you're rebellious, you're going to be rebellious against God. If you are hateful, you don't have God, because you can't, God doesn't live in that, on that level. We need to make sure that these are not attributes of the body of Christ. Good catch. These are not attributes of the body of Christ. We need to make sure if you call yourself a believer in Christ Jesus, if you are telling others that you trust and believe in God, we need to make sure that rebellion and hatred is not found in you. Because if God finds these things in you, you're going to have a really bad day. If God finds these things in you, it's not going to go well for you, because these are not the characteristics of God. God hates things. God hates the spirits that are not his, because those are abomination and those are sinful and those are dark, and God is only light. But God, if God had a right to hate anybody, it would be us. Well, I mean, of course he does have the right. But if God was going to hate anybody, I gave him plenty of reason to hate me. But he chose not to. Amen?
Amen.
Because of the sin that are in the lives of people that don't believe, God has a perfect right to hate everyone, but he chooses to love everyone instead. And if you're walking around with hatred, disrespect, and rebellion against God and the word of God, you're not going to make it. And so I want to pray for those, when you all are ready. Amen. Ready? Okay. So this group, hold hands. That group, hold hands. Amen. Me see, I love you. Beth, I'm sorry, baby. I need you. Beth, you come right here. First of all, give me my hug. Amen. Amen. I need a hug today. That a girl. Amen. Hallelujah. Beth, I need you to, and when you anoint her, Beth is going to stand in front of you. And Pastor Nicole, I'm going to need you to stand in front of them. I'm taking the time to do this because it's necessary. Okay? So you're going to turn around and face them, and you're going to hold your hands up to them. Yeah, right in, there you go. Stand right over here. There you go. And you're going to stretch your hand out over the three of them. There you go. And I do have another tallit over there somewhere, Greg, I think, for this crew. Amen. Hallelujah. This is a group for
hatred.
Pastor Cole or Drea, somebody anoint my hands. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you alone are worthy to be praised. You alone are righteous. We bless you because there is none like you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray that there is no hatred found among your people. This group of people are standing in for those that are dealing with hatred. Maybe there's a bad relationship. Maybe there's financial problems. Maybe there's problems from the church. Whatever the situation is, maybe it's a physical problem. Father, whatever they're dealing with, I'm talking about the church. Lord, I know there's hatred in the world. There's nothing I can do about that. But for those that are in the church, in the house of God, we're praying, Lord, that you would rebuke any hatred that would be found in your people. Yes, sir. Father, rebuke any hatred that would be found in your people and drive it out of them. so that hatred would not be found in their heart, in their mind, in their spirit. Father, relieve the pressure in the mind. Whatever is necessary to change the hatred to love and kindness, let it be so in the name of Jesus. As we stand in for those that are dealing with hatred, as we stand in for those that are dealing with this right now, we pray for deliverance and healing in the name of Jesus. Deliverance and healing in the name of Jesus. Deliverance and healing in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, let your power flow. Let your healing flow. Let your forgiveness flow through their temples. Give them what they need so that they will be delivered.
Yes, Lord.
From those strongholds.
Thank you,
Jesus. Hatred and unforgiveness. Hatred and unforgiveness. Hatred and unforgiveness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. Rest your arms, baby, because you've got to come over here and do the same thing. Amen. Unforgiveness. Do you know when you write down everything someone does for you and keep it, that's unforgiveness? If God takes your sins and casts into the sea of forgetfulness, never to arise anymore, why are you keeping track of what they did? So when the next time it happens again, I got proof that you did it. Huh?
You can get sick that way.
Oh, because this is what happens. Hatred affects you more than it does the person that you're hating. Because hatred can boil up like can manifest itself like a cancer. And it can cause ulcers and cancers, and it causes your fit. Because hatred is not a part of who God made you. Hatred is something that you took on. It's not a hatred is not a natural part of what God made you. And so when you allow that to manifest and build up in your mind and in your mind turns that hatred into a physical result. Yeah. Right? And so you're taking notes and making diaries and keeping mental thoughts about what, well, let it go. Because while you plotting and remembering all the stuff that they done, they have left it and moved on. And the only person that's hurting is you. The only person that's being affected now is you. And heaven forbid if they've accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior and they have left it, they've given it all to God, you're the only one holding on to something that no longer matters. God don't remember it. They've given it over to God, and you're the only one hanging on to it. You don't need to keep mental notes of how people have done you wrong. Give it to God and move forward. It's easier said than done, but it has to be done. Because if you hold on to that, that turns into unforgiveness, it turns into hatred. And unless you can forgive others, how can Christ forgive you? Amen, anybody?
Amen.
If you can't allow God to teach you how to forgive others, it will be impossible for you to be forgiven. If I catch that?
Amen.
So all those little diaries and all those little notes that you've got of people, how bad they've done you, and I got the date. I remember the first day we met. You started then. People do that. Mm-hmm. They do that. And God's like, well, what do you need a note? What do you need to log that for? Because I ain't never going to forget. I forgive them, but I ain't going to forget. You ain't forgave them yet. You have not forgiven them yet. And so you're going to meet God with your sanctified self full of unforgiveness. What you think going to happen?
You're going to get kicked out.
What? Don't allow the enemy to make you think that it's okay to be that way, because it's not. And if you're not being bothered by the Holy Spirit, it's probably because he just stopped because you weren't listening. And so he sent other people to talk to you about it. Are you listening to them? Amen. So-and-so did me wrong. Have you seen Christ on the cross? Have you heard anything about that? How many people done him wrong? Snatched the hair out of his face? Can you imagine? Snatched the beard off his face. And you complaining because somebody hurt your feelings. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's talk about this rebellion now. Come on, y'all. Sa'ishon. Rebellion is a bedfellow to hatred. And what was that other thing I just said?
I think unforgiveness.
Unforgiveness. They're cousins. They're kinmen. Kinsmen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we stand in the gap for those that are dealing with rebellion, those that are dealing with unforgiveness, Lord Jesus, you want it said, brought to light, that unforgiveness, he said, unforgiveness is sin. The Lord said, unforgiveness is sin. Documenting the unforgiveness. I don't know why he keeps going on this documenting thing. Mm-hmm. Documenting what people keep doing to you and reading it over and over and over and dotting it and highlighting it and putting little markers there so you don't forget and you can go back. That's demonic. That is not God. God has nothing to do with that. That has nothing to do with God. And if that's you, you need to let that go. Because the person that's going to be hurt worst by that is you. Rebellion. Because they will be rebellious against God, which got Satan kicked out of heaven. So if Satan got kicked out of heaven for being rebellious, do you think you're getting in? If he got thrown out and his buddies for being rebellious, and he was already in heaven, you think God's going to let another one in? I don't think so. For those that are dealing with rebellion, for those that are dealing with unforgiveness, remove it from your people, that your blood will flow through them. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you all. Thank you. Thank you. Come on, Pastor Nicole, let's get to it so we can get to the communion. Hallelujah. Look at all the babies. Good morning, little kids. Good morning. Asia, how you doing? Why is she all...
The air is bothering her.
Oh, okay. I get that. Amen. I'm sorry, but it was hot. If I need to turn one of them off, we can, but it was getting hot in here.
It feels good in
here. Amen.
Don't you dare. Concerning Donna.
Donna, the knee.
Yes, her surgery has been postponed, so please continue to pray for her.
Okay.
And concerning our little six-year-old
soldier. Our little six-year-old soldier.
He's doing much.
Yes!
Amen. Mom, thank you all for the prayers. He's doing a lot better.
Yes, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, amen. It is nothing like a little child running through the house, happy, joyful. I don't know. I can't explain it. I know it's, amen. Keep us posted on our little soldier. Amen. What you got? Okay. Oh, you have a couple of praise reports?
No. That was
okay.
The reports we had. Okay. So today we're praying for Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to paraphrase her request.
Okay.
A little bit. Sarah is a nurse,
mm-hmm.
and she works for a private company.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you know, nurses and doctors are all being mandated. She lives actually in the UK. So this mandate is not happening in the city in which she lives, but the employer is trying to mandate.
Oh.
She does not want it, and she was able to submit a medical exemption. However, they're calling her to meet with her about her exemption.
Mm-hmm.
So she's asking that we pray over that because she doesn't want to lose her job, but she also does not want to move forward with this.
Right.
And of course, losing her job makes her concerned about her home and all those things. We've been praying for her father and her father, whose father was in renal failure. He is home now.
Yes.
He's getting dialysis regularly as well as chemo.
Mm-hmm.
He's able to, you know, go
to the restroom. Yes.
It's important when you're having renal failure. And everything, so he's doing a lot better. So she asked that we continue to pray for him. And then lastly, she was living with her partner, and because of the conviction of the Holy Spirit, she asked her partner to move out.
Yes. And a way to go, Holy Spirit. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. That's beautiful.
Amen.
Amen. That's beautiful.
So she's just continued to seek for prayer over her family, over her children, yeah, over her dad, as well as herself.
What's her name? Oh, does
her
it give a name?
Sarah.
Sarah. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I, if we hear anything about the pilot and his wife and the two sons,
yes,
let us know.
They will let us know. Yes.
Amen. Amen. Sarah and her family and her dad.
Yes.
Amen. Can you raise your hands with me? Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we stand before your presence, we're praying over your soldier, Sarah. Father, you understand the things that she's dealing with, the things that she's coming up against. You understand the needs of her and her family. Father, we are praying that you would grant her favor,
yes,
in every area that she needs it. Not just in the exemption, but in her finances, in her home, with her family, wherever she needs favor, grace, and mercy. But yes, send it to her in the name of Jesus, so that she will be an effective witness to those that are watching her, to those that are looking up to her, and to those that are depending on her. If there's any sin, remove it. If there's anything that is not like you, we cast it down, that you will get all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Amen. This is a praise report and a prayer request.
Okay.
From Heidel.
Heidel.
Yes. Okay. So she says she had a wonderful conversation with her daughter about Yeshua.
Mm-hmm.
Her daughter has never allowed her to discuss him with her before.
Wow.
And so she's just praying that Jesus will continue to minister,
yes,
to her as she received the ministry from her mom.
Yes.
She's also asking that we pray over her husband, Henry, her other children, Javon, Stuart, and Bront, that they will receive salvation.
Amen. Amen. What's her name?
Heidel.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, this minister of the gospel is reaching out to her first ministry, her family. She's asking, Lord, that you would continue to open the hearts and the minds. What are the children's name?
Javon.
Over Javon.
Stuart. Bronte.
And
her husband, Henry.
The whole family. Father, you are more than able, and you are more than capable of healing and causing the family to listen to the gospel and accept you for who you are. We're asking, Lord, if there's any sin, that you would remove it. If there's any doubt, that you would condemn it, and that you would bless that family to move forward in Christ, so that they will be ready when you call or when you come. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Abigail, what did I do with the Spanish book? Can you hand it to me? Amen. Ryan, come around here. I want to talk to you a little bit about... Thank you, baby. I want to talk to you a little bit about salt and light. Pastor Nicole, give me just 1 minute, okay? About salt and light. We have Minister Ryan has been appointed by God to help lead these ministries. The job that he and the crew, him and Minister Lloyd, him and Minister Greg, are doing is outstanding. They've been led to put one salt call in part on multimedia, so that you will understand how powerful and how strong and how much the Lord is through these group of men. And it's not just the group of men in this house. We're talking about men around the world that are affected by this ministry. And now the Lord has opened up a door where we now have the same type of ministry for ladies, and it's called light. Salt and light, the salt of the earth, the light, God, the light. It, the two work together.
Amen.
They're gonna download an hour and 30 minutes. This is not a group where we're not doing a telethon or membership drive for salt. These are men that have been
invited in, that want to share the gospel, that want to be a part of a ministry of men that are part of something greater than they are.
Hallelujah.
And we want you to experience what they're doing. Fill in the blanks.
Amen. So the Lord told us, and I'm surrounded by Salt Brothers here, Greg, Emerson, Brent.
You guys, come on up. Come on. Over here. Come over here.
One person in charge of this ministry. The Holy Spirit is leading this.
Yes.
He's given us an assignment now is to go forth and make disciples, to make smaller groups, duplicating what we've been doing over the past year and a half. The latest assignment is for every man to find three other men to read the word and pray once or twice a week. The Holy Spirit is the one who does the discipling. Mm-hmm. Not any of us, not any of you. The Holy Spirit, through his word and through prayer with other men, will do the discipling. So we're calling this the discipleship ministry of salt. Mm-hmm. And so that's the assignment that he wants us to produce all over the world. And what he told us yesterday was to record our Saturday meeting and put it online so you all can see the power of these men working together under the power of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
None of us are in charge. We're all knights at one round table.
Yes.
And we all bring our own meat to the table and we chop it up and we slice it up and we let the Holy Spirit take charge of every call. And these are some of the most powerful men of God I've ever met. And it's a privilege and an honor to serve with them. So we just wanted to give you all, hallelujah, here comes a powerful brother.
Amen.
Raymond, come here, man. Yesterday's call was amazing. An hour and a half long of letting God do his thing. And we're going to put it online on the Soldiers for Christ, wherever we got platforms. And so y'all just can see the taste of what's happening. Mm-hmm. We want you to be a part of this movement so that, and we'll be there with you every step of the way.
Yes.
If you want your own GoToMeeting channel, if you want, however you want to do it, we will stand beside you in prayer or any other support that you need to duplicate this. Find other men, iron sharpening iron.
Yes.
Go forth, prepare the way for the Lord. That's pretty much it.
Amen.
Yeah, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And the Lord is moving so that, because we've had women through the years, since this course has started, what do you have for women? Yeah. What do you have for women? And the Lord has, saw fit to connect women with the same type of power, the same authority, the same working in women. It's just awesome. So when we get it set up, we'll tell you exactly where it is. We have a variety of platforms that we want to put it on, and then you can go and see for yourself. This is one thing that we're putting. We're not putting their regular services on or their calls on. This is just one call we're putting on so that you can see what's going on.
Yeah.
Okay? And we'll keep you posted how that's going. Yeah. Thank you, brothers. I appreciate that. Amen. Amen. Come on, Pastor Nicole. You all know about the one-on-one book, right? Yeah. Okay? Y'all know about the one-on-one book? Say yes. I know you do. Amen. Because we've sent out, I don't know how many. Well, now we have it in Spanish.
Woo!
Thank God for it.
Lisa Renault
and myself and put this together.
Amen.
Amen. And I'm gonna tell you, Lisa, that woman is dangerous. She wrote all of this. She translated from English to Spanish.
Amen.
Amen. And once we get it proofed and we clear out all the boogies, big one. So we're going to have it ready for you, hopefully, in the next week, where you'll be able to contact Tahira or myself or Janelle, and you'll be able to get a hard copy or digital copy. It is the exact same book, but it's powerful. I can't even read Spanish, and I know it's powerful. It's powerful because it just is. And it's something everybody, because what happened was we were giving out Bibles, and the Spirit said, but you're not giving them anything to read. So they would take the Bible with nothing to read and put the Bible down.
With no direction.
They had no direction. They had nothing. He said, so put this together. So that's what I did. And then he just kept building and building and building and building. And now I find out, and first of all, salt is all over the world. It's not just in LA. Salt is everywhere. And he kept building and building until it's just amazing. So I just needed you to understand that. Oh, and we whatever. Yes, we wanted. We found. I found out from Ryan that our Spanish ministry in Spanish is growing.
Yeah.
Not growing. It's growing.
Yeah.
Amen. So we need to accommodate the believers. Amen. And whatever, if he wants it in Turkish, French, German, Italian, whatever you got, wherever he leads us, that's what we're doing. He said, occupy till I come. We're going to occupy till he come. Amen.
Amen.
What you got, baby?
Last one. And it is from Warhammer.
Please prepare for communion.
Amen.
Okay.
She's asking for us to pray over Cuba.
Cuba. Oh, yes, yes, I saw
young
that.
Young people disappearing after they've demonstrated for freedom from the government.
Disappearing.
They're disappearing. So they're, you know, we know many of us, if you know a little bit of history, there was no freedom in Cuba. It's
right,
a communist
we know.
Nation. And the children, the young people are ready to break free from that. And so they've been demonstrating, but when they demonstrate, many are coming up missing.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. If you can, stand. Oh, after we're finished, I want to pray for your niece. Can I do that? If she lets me. I'm talking to you, girl. Yep. Yep. That's the one.
Jasmine.
Jasmine, first of all, I'm really bad with names. And so if I call you honey or something, I'm not flirting. I have a wife. It's just that I forgot what your name was, okay? So please, I don't mean any harm, all right? Amen. I'm just putting it out there. Amen. Amen. What was I saying?
You were supposed to be praying over Cuba.
Oh, yeah. So we want to pray over Cuba. Amen. So if I can get you to stand up. See, because if I didn't say that about Jasmine, I'd have forgot. And then he'd remind me, and then it'd be too late, and then I'm in trouble. So, you know, I do know you people. You can come up if you want. Amen. Come on. Y'all come on up here. Let's play for Cuba. Come on. Come on.
We're going to do communion anyway.
Yeah. Thank you, Pastor. See, you have to get up anyhow. Amen. Good morning, Deacon.
Good morning.
How you doing? Good. Don't be looking around like, who are we talking to? I'm talking to you. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we pray for the nation of Cuba, you alone know the in-depth details of what's happening. You alone know whatever evil there's going on. No country's safe. No country's spared from the enemy. Father, we're praying for those children that have come up missing and the families. We're praying, Lord, that you would intervene on behalf of those families and those children and the Christians and the believers and those that are fighting for freedom. We're praying, Lord, that you would move on their behalf. Father, they are under lock and key. Father, you are able to free them. You're able to free them, Lord. You're able to move on their behalf. Father, those that believe in you, you said a special love for the household of faith, for those that trust and believe in you. We're praying for a deliverance for them, that you would open up a door, that you would cause something to happen, for they will receive some type of freedom so that they can live for you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
While you all prepare for communion, I'm going to get the scripture. Amen. So, oh no, baby. Oh no, I got my scriptures and stuff. I need y'all to.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
Pastor, while we're preparing, there was a prayer that you acknowledged a couple of weeks ago for Adele.
I remember your boss's wife.
Amen.
What's happening?
She took her second booster shot.
Oh.
And now she's
oh.
The Lord knew that was coming.
Oh.
I believe, Sandy and I believe that was purposeful and that your prayer is on time for this so that she be coming.
Yes.
So we want to continue to pray.
Yes.
And I have a friend, the first person I met when I came to California, we have been distant for at least, I want to say, some 12, 14, some odd years.
Uh-huh.
She reached out because her daughter is 16 years old,
mm-hmm.
never had a seizure before in her life, had a seizure this week.
Oh.
And so, again, with the enemy.
Yeah, yeah.
God has a plan.
Yes.
And so I just want to ask you guys to keep that.
Yes, yes. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we pray for Adele and the Joyner family, yes. Father, again, you know the depth of what the evil one is trying to do. But Father, we're praying for a hedge of protection around your people. Father, whatever the Joyner family and Adele are dealing with, you are able to interrupt what the enemy is doing and give them healing and deliverance. You are able to interrupt what the enemy is doing and cover them by your blood so that they shall recover and be a witness unto God. Let your perfect will be done. The enemy, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. All right, soldiers, let's prepare. How much did we do everybody?
Yes.
We did? Okay. Amen. So, amen. Pastor Dre is passing that out. I want the faith paper. Greg, can you come up here and read the faith paper for me? Oh, you can just sit that on the table and just come around here, son. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. Amen. It's a long way around, ain't it, Greg? Amen. Come on up here, son. Read the faith paper. Go ahead.
By faith, I will not believe what I see, but what God has
promised me.
By faith, I will receive courage to step out and gain strength to go through. By faith, I will live by God's word each day and his instructions I must obey. By faith, I am confident and assured with certainty that all my desires, hopes, and dreams can become reality through God's will for my life. By faith, I will not be afraid, worry, or doubt, believing, trusting, and depending on God's power to work all things out to his glory. By faith, I will receive God's promise and be a blessing to others. By faith, I will trust God to keep his promise and give me the reward stored up for me since the foundations of this world. For without faith, it is impossible to please God.
Amen.
Hebrews 11:6.
Amen. Thank you, Greg. Thank you. This is a declaration of faith that we read, and I highly recommend, where's Emerson?
Here.
This is for you and your family. I highly recommend that you read the faith paper. If you don't have it, we'll send it. You can go to the, what is it Janelle put up every week? What's that thing?
Instagram?
No, where our meetings are.
Constant Contact.
Constant Contact. You can go on our Constant Contact and you can print up the faith paper. I highly recommend that you read that daily. It is a confirmation or it's a reminder of your faith with God. Amen.
Amen.
That's all right. Amen. Amen. I'm reading from 1 Corinthians 11, 23. Through 32, but I break it up. So I'm going to read 27 through 32 first. Then whoever eats the bread and drink the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord. Everyone ought to examine themselves before they eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For those who eat and drink without discerning the body of Christ eat and drink judgment on themselves. That is why many among you are weak and sick, and a number of you have fallen asleep or died. But if we are more discerning with regards to ourselves, we would not come under such judgment. Nevertheless, when we are judged in this way by the Lord, we are being disciplined so that we will not be finally condemned with the world. You do not want to be condemned with the world. we already know that the world, their future is not bright. And what they've got coming, you don't want. And he's trying to help you not to be put in the pot with the rest of those. And so, in essence, take a moment to make sure that there is no hatred, that there's no, we were praying over this morning,
rebellion.
There's no rebellion, no unforgiveness in your heart. Because you cannot take this, which represents the Lord's body and the Lord's blood, and you cannot take this knowing that you are willingly, willfully living in sin. The Bible tells us, let every man examine himself and then shall he eat. So take a moment to make sure. This is an excellent time to ask for forgiveness. This is an excellent time to get it right with God. This is a perfect time to do it. Because if you don't, and you willfully do this knowing that you are in sin and have no intentions of getting it clear, you are eating and drinking damnation unto yourself. Don't you have enough problems? Don't you have enough going on with your life without adding to it on purpose? Amen. Now, verse number 23. For I have received from the Lord what I also pass on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body, which is broken for you. I'm sorry, this is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. The Lord said, this is my body. I have to wash my hands. He said, this is my body. What you're doing is, the bread represents the body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You do not want to take this in sin. You do not want to defile the memory and the work of our Lord. So ask him now to forgive you and to wash you and to make you clean. And then you shall eat. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we hold this bread up toward heaven, we ask, Lord, if there's anything in our hearts and our minds that is not like you, that you'd forgive us. Forgive us of any sin or unrighteousness, anything that does not reflect your glory. Remove it from us. And cleanse our minds and our bodies so that we will be more presentable to you and that we will serve you in spirit and in truth. We pray over this bread that is a representation of the body of Christ, which was given by you for us, in remembrance of you, in Jesus' name. Let us break and let us eat. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant. So we're no longer under the law. We are under God's grace. But it's not what they call hyper grace. In other words, you can sin all you want. The more you sin, the more grace you get. Don't let the enemy trick you into hell with that. Amen. Grace has an expiration date. And grace is not to be abused. Grace is for when you need it, not when you want it. Does that make sense? It is not hyper grace. There's no such thing. Don't abuse God's grace by continuing to sin. Because grace will run out, and so will you. This cup in the new is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. I want the world to know that I stand with Christ. And I do that by taking this drink. I stand with God. I stand with him. I stand by him. And I can't just allow my lips to say it. My life has to say it. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we stand before you, we pray, Lord, again, that you would remove anything from our lives, our hearts, our minds, our spirits that are not like you. And that we will respectfully, in honor of you, drink this representation of the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, which was poured out for us on the cross for my future sins. Not that once saved, always saved, but walking a repentive life. For as often as I repent and I continue to give my life back to you day after day after day with a fresh anointing daily, I am exhibiting your death until you come. And so shall we drink together. And the Bible says, and the rest I will set in order when I come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you all. Amen. I think we're just right about at an hour, right? Amen. Thank you all for being, ooh, Donita and company, yay!
Hey.
Amen. Oh, after. Okay. Amen. We thank God for you being with us this morning. We give God praise. I pray that you receive what the Lord shared with us this morning. God willing, we'll be back next Sunday, but preferably, I would much rather see you in the cloud or in the crowd. We give God praise. Thank you. Send us your prayer requests. Send them to Mother Niera. Send them directly to us. Hive the Lord. And if there's anything that you need that we can do for you, please don't hesitate to let us know. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you. Amen.
Amen.
Nah, I didn't want to pray for her online because I figured she